Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two. You bounce my heart around. Hey, like a rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. If you stretch my love till it's thin enough to tear, I just stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Band when I'm a shoulder, you do have just a rubber band, because my heartstrings, they just snap. You go and squeeze me till I'm all aflame. But like a rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce back.
Well, we had no startup music, did we, on? we had to press the button quick. It happens. It happens. But this is Psychic Choice Radio, in case you're wondering. And we're in the third week already, aren't we? The third week of the third month. You know, it's pretty amazing that the year is going and drifting away from us so quickly. And there's little or nothing we can do about it except sit back and relax, because we can't get out and about much at the moment, can we? But, you know, there will come a finalisation to it all eventually. And that's a day that we've all got to look forward to, you know. And I think whether it comes in our time or in our children's time, it really doesn't matter, because the thing is, we need to set the scene for it. And if we kind of look at it in a miserable sort of way, then that's how it's always going to be. Yeah. So we have to kind of accept what's going on. Nobody wants to, but it's a pattern that we've got to live up to, and although it's been kind of forced on us, you know, we're in it whether we like it or not. Yeah. So you know, we've got to accept it as part of the changes that are brought to Earth for some reason. Nobody knows these reasons, you know, but there has to be one. And there has to be a reason to everything, yeah? Okay. We're going to get on with it then, because we've got four lovely people in the call queue, as I said there. And they're all called in call order. So the calls are taken in call order, yeah? And they're taken by the time that they present themselves in the studio and nothing else. So it's like if you've got eight people in a call queue, then the eighth person will be on line eight. And that's how it goes. Yeah. So we got, call queue's building up nicely. We've got somebody else just joined us now. He says on at 850. We'll screen that one in just a moment. Right then, let's say hello to Kelly.
Hello, how are you today? Happy spring solstice.
I'm good. It's the spring equinox. That's right, I've got the right word, I'm not equinox. We have a spring and winter equinox, and then we have a summer and solstice. Solstice. Two equinoxes and two solstices. So I think I got it. Yeah. Right. It's the first day of spring, and we should be looking forward to a nice warm summer here in the UK. It's coming. But are we going to be able to get out in it? What we're looking at here, Kelly, I don't know whether you are there where you are, but there's talk about a third wave of the virus coming towards us, you know, and it all really depends on how we cope with that now, because I've kind of had my first vaccine, but then we're running out of supplies, apparently. Which is kind of scary, you know, because there's supposed to be a third one on the way. We're not going to worry about it no more, are we? We're just going to get on with it. Wendy's disappeared. Okay, Wendy. Wendy was on line one and she's disappeared. We'll go to line two instead then. Okay, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
What's your name and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling from California.
And what is your question, Catherine?
I would like a message from the other side. I don't really have a specific person unless you'd like me to ask for someone.
Well, your grandmother on your father's side is with you, and she says that your timing is impeccable right now. So trust your timing and anything you're trying to accomplish. Let's see what else is showing. Now, did she have a bracelet? Because she's showing me a bracelet.
I can't think of a. I wear bracelets, but I can't think of what.
Okay, pin. Well, that's your confirmation.
She was the era of pin.
It's her confirmation that she knows what you're doing, because she's talking about a bracelet.
Yes.
So that's your acknowledgement that she knows what you're doing. And then also she's showing me a daffodil. So what does daffodils mean?
To me, it means spring, kind of spring, new things coming in.
Yeah, because she's showing me all these symbols. She also is showing me, you know how robin eggs is blue? She's showing me three robin eggs in a nest.
Oh.
So, That's neat. So you're on the right pathway, and you're where you should be, and you're lighter than lighter. She's a lightness in your step. And who wore spats in your family? Because they're showing me brown and white spats, man's shoes.
I don't know. Must be a grandfather.
So she's showing me that. And then who is it that smoked a pipe and smoked cherry?
Yeah, that's her husband. Yeah, that's
okay.
My dad's dad.
Well, cherry tobacco.
Yeah, I smell it. At nighttime, I smell that tobacco.
Yeah, so that lets you know that he's around.
Yeah.
Now, way back, you have a lot of farmers. Did you know you had farmers in the bunch?
Yeah,
because I'm seeing overalls. I'm seeing way back, like 1800s. There's a gentleman that did plowing with mules, not horses, mules.
Uh-huh.
And he was like the mule whisperer, because you usually can't get a mule to do anything. They're stubborn.
Stubborn as a mule.
And then I think your grandma on your mom's side, did she have a raspberry patch that she always had raspberry jelly?
Yeah.
Well,
both of them were experts.
Yeah, she's showing me that, and it was like an old raspberry patch. It was like a seasoned patch of raspberries, meaning that it was alive for a long time. And then, it's so funny they're doing the food. Did you guys go out and pick morel mushrooms, or did she pick morel mushrooms?
Oh, that's crazy. Morel and chanterelle.
Yep, I'm seeing morel. Oh, I grew up in Michigan, so I know what those are. Yum, yum, yum.
I can't believe that. You said that, yeah. Not many
people.
Well,
that's what they're showing me, you know. Yeah. You don't get those down here in Florida.
No.
That's where I am now.
No.
it's like we used to get a whole bunch of them and just fry them up and eat the darnation out of them.
And
they made the best. Did she make mushroom soup out of those? Because she's showing me mushroom soup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, well, neat food. They're making me hungry.
It's all bounty, fresh from the earth.
Right, from the earth, you know. And then I don't know why they're doing all the food. Who is it that made the giant cinnamon buns with the goo on the bottom?
My father.
Yeah, he's showing me that. Boy, those were good. They were extra goopy. It's like I can just see it dripping. You take it out of the pan, it just drips. Well, that's to let you know that they're around. I don't know why they're doing all the food, but that's funny. And it also symbolizes abundance, so.
Yeah, right.
You know, so they're... You got your messages. That's so cute.
You know, my real quick, my cousin is in town, but I'm having a hard time getting hold of him. And anything about my cousin meeting up with me?
You might meet up the last day she's here.
Oh, okay.
And it would be like for a quickie lunch. You know, I'm seeing
all the other people that he's seen.
Yeah, I think they have a schedule.
Mm.
They're going here, going there. They're like going different places.
3 minutes.
But you will get to see her. That's what I'm getting. I don't know why she's not answering her phone.
Yeah. Exactly. It drives me crazy. It's a he, and he's kind of flighty. He's not the best at scheduling. So
no.
I've been just up in the air.
You're more organized than he is. He flies by the seat of his pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he will definitely make sure that you get together.
Okay.
You will get to see them before you leave. That before they leave. That's what I'm seeing.
So it's funny with all the food, because I haven't felt hungry at all. I don't know if it's a...
2 minutes.
Is there like a... Is it? I'm not asking for a physical doctor reason, but is there an energetic or spiritual reason?
Well, you forget to eat. You get busy, and then your head, and then you forget to eat.
I have no appetite. Mm.
So you might want to go get checked out, you know, have a physical. But I don't think that's high on your list, because you get busy doing stuff, and you forget. And then you ignore your cues, too. You know, when you're hungry, you ignore it. Because you're trying
to... Oh, I haven't been, though. I haven't been at all hungry. I've been...
I know, but you don't even have the... You ignore... You little cues that you get, you don't listen to it.
1 minute.
But what do you really, really like?
I think it's coffee. Probably, I think I've been drinking too much coffee and tea, and then that kind of messes up the appetite.
You drink too much tea, you say?
Yeah, coffee and tea.
Well, you get filled up when you drink too much, too.
Yeah.
But
that's what they're saying. They're saying, like, back to the basics, you know.
And you're a type person that needs to, like, graze throughout the day. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I am a grazer, absolutely.
Yeah, so you need a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You need to do that throughout the day, keep your sugar level up. Otherwise, you get, they say you get swoony. That's an old word.
Yeah.
You got way old guides.
Yes.
So you're going to be very Victorian-y, I guess. Well, I hope that helped you.
Yes, thank you. I was just at my garden. I was at my plot at the community garden, so... I was channeling everybody, my old farmers. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. Rose, let's see. Ah, right. We have line one back. Okay. Wednesday.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California. And I had ordered very expensive hearing aids late October, and they're not working out. And I'm outside the window, not by a whole lot, but I'm outside of the window of return. But I called my insurance company, and they seem very much like they want to help me, but it's taking such a long time. I suggested to them that I get the same kind that I had received before. So they'll still have a sale, but it won't be as high of a sale. So what's going to happen? Are they going to agree to refund the difference and create the other hearing aids?
Yes, and the other ones work much better. And I see you going to like a mortar. You'll wear a mask and be careful, but I see you going to a brick and mortar shop to help fit them and help adjust them.
Oh, you mean like a place? Okay.
You know,
right.
And they'll be able to, they have to have a special tool to adjust the tone and the, I don't know, I'm just reading because I don't know anything about hearing aids.
Yeah.
They'll be able to adjust
actually,
the tone and stuff so it don't squeal and stuff. And there's a special tool to do it. And then that'll work good.
Oh, good.
But you're going to be weirded out because you're going to hear noises you haven't heard in a bazillion years.
Yeah. First time I got hearing aids, I heard a noise and I opened the door and it was rain. <I couldn't.
laughs> But yeah, that's going to happen. You're going to hear birds and you're going to hear, you know, the drip in the faucet.
Oh, like, what's that?
Yeah, what is that? I hear the clock.
Yeah.
It's going to be very loud for until you get used to it.
Yeah, well, I paid $4,500 for these. So the other ones that I wore in the past will cost around $3,500. So they'll give me the difference back, and they'll just, I mean, I'll sort of give them the ones I have back. When will the, and they can do the fine-tuning remotely now. Because they can Bluetooth connect. So maybe that's what you were seeing, probably.
Yeah,
but
they're going to be able to adjust it and make them work so they don't squeal and make noise.
Yeah. So
and they'll be able to fine-tune out background noise so it ain't driving you nuts.
So how this has been going on for way over a month, maybe 6 weeks or more.
Right,
when in the world are they going to have a result?
But now it's going to get corrected, and you're going to be okay.
All right. So you don't know when, but they'll refund me the difference and give me the ones I'm used to. That's good. All right. Well, thank you. And they know it's serious. And I could write a letter. And I lost my employment because of a hearing aid issue. And I put
right,
that
I
in
remember.
Letter
you
too.
Called in before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, God bless you. I think
you
are just wonderful, and I hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she's getting everything sorted out for her. Are you there?
Oh,
hello.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Hi, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm still here.
Do you still have more time? Do you have another question?
Oh, okay, sure. I grocery delivery because I'm disabled. And I called about an issue and I spoke to Jason. I wasn't able to edit something and he didn't sound very nice, but am I still in good standing with the grocery store? I mean, I was polite. I didn't say anything bad, but will he be nice to me in the future?
Yeah, he'll calm down. It'll be all right.
Yeah, just a silly computer glitch. And I called another number, and it was like more of a corporate office. And they were nice, and they refunded me the $4.44 off my order. So it was resolved that way. But anyway,
and you'll still
use
that company. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, well, I like to be on good terms with the whole world. So I know better than to say anything unkind. I wouldn't do that. That's not my style. But I'm on group insurance right now from the company that fired me. Potentially it could last up to October, but I'm thinking that when I start my Social Security in July, they'll probably stop it at that point because I'll have other income. How long will this group insurance continue? To July or longer?
Till July, and then you'll have to get other insurance.
Yeah. And will I be employed by the end of the year? I'm going to start looking for a call center job.
Yeah. I see more like instead of call center, I see you doing paperwork. You'll put papers in the computer and it'll be more of a full-time job.
Okay, but I'll be working remotely from home because of COVID.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But
well,
it's
I'm
processing papers.
Well, that's fine. And I want to keep busy and do good. So I I'm a little concerned about something. There's an issue with my knees and sleeping. The kneecap starts to go slide out a little bit, and then I catch it, so I have to lie a certain way. I've ordered some braces per my physical therapist. Will those braces help me? Will I be able to sleep better and not worry about it anymore?
Well, you'll have to get one knee replaced eventually or have an operation fix the that kneecap, because the string that holds it, what is it, the ACL? You might have to have that redone.
Oh, I hope. Well, I hope there's a chance that I don't have to have that.
You know, because that's why it slides, because the tendon that holds it doesn't hold it anymore. It's too long.
3 minutes.
Wow. Well, is there a chance if I start doing physical therapy exercises to strengthen that area that I will not need that surgery?
I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying that you might have to have like that fixed so it don't go wee.
Uh-huh.
It isn't a big, that type of surgery isn't that bad of a deal.
Oh, well. Oh, so I'm going to start doing some exercises, and hopefully that'll strengthen the area, and it won't happen anymore. Do you think there's a good possibility that I won't need it if I do my physical therapy?
They're going to do. They always do therapy first to see that
two
that helps.
Minutes.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, I hope I can prevent any surgery. I do not want that.
Well, I'm just telling you what I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
But the other ones, you know, with the brace, that'll help shore that one up.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you, and I thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully I can prevent any surgery.
Now, is that knee, that one knee, an old injury?
Not really an injury, no. I haven't been as mobile this past year.
Right.
Because I was bed bound. So I think it's I've lost some muscle strength because I've been bed bound.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to get a lot of that back.
Yeah. All right.
No,
well,
with physical therapy, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to think positive and do my physical therapy and hopefully no surgeries. But thank you. I can hear your wind chime in the back. I love wind chime.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, you're going to get yourself sorted out. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for speaking to me. I always appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Wendy.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Wendy. Okay. Oh, we've got seven people in the cough queue. Somebody's on line seven. It's an 865 number, and we've tried to screen them. They're driving. We tried to screen you, but apparently you can't hear me. Okay, so something wrong there with your phone, because you should be able to hear me. We can hear you, but you can't hear us. And I know you're driving there. I can hear the cars in the background. Okay, let's see where we're going. Queen.
Hi there, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Queen? What's your question today?
Doing fabulous. Well, I'm ready to open up a faucet.
You're ready to open up a pardon?
A pardon for my money, yeah. To release my money.
Well, you're going to be able to get more profitability this year. So do you have two businesses? Are you doing two businesses? Because
well,
I'm seeing...
I do a lot of things, a lot of...
Yeah, I'm seeing
so
two balls
yes.
in the air. That means businesses. And you'll be able to make a profit with two of those. And the one is the oldest one that you've been doing forever. Now, do you sell a product? Because there's
I'm
sale of some sale of a product.
Because yes, jewelry.
So what I see you doing is you'll probably find boutiques, you know, and be able to put your jewelry in there. And also I see you selling online, like there's a thing called Etsy or something like that, that you'll sell your jewelry.
Yeah. Okay, I'm aware of Etsy. I haven't used it yet, but I'm aware of it.
I'm having trouble hearing you, hon.
You just talk and I'll listen.
Okay. So, but I do see you getting in boutique shops around. And then
okay.
having like an online shop that you sell your jewelry in.
That would be, that sounds right.
And then, do you do semi-precious stones and stuff like that?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I
yes.
see a lot of semi-precious stones in your jewelry. And then I also see, have you gotten in a, I never say this word right, crystals.
Kawashi crystals.
Yeah.
Kawashi crystals.
I see
no,
you
I
using those also.
But I do use natural crystals.
But I see you incorporating the other ones too.
Okay.
Semi-precious gemstones in those. And then do you do earrings? Because I'm seeing earrings.
Yes.
I see you with the stud backs and with the French hook.
That's right. That's correct.
And you do really neat dangly ones. They're really pretty and unique. Huh. Yeah. And then when things open up again, I see you doing like shows. You know, like when you have like an art show, art and craft show, when things open up again, I see you doing that, bringing your boxes of stuff and doing that.
Yeah,
that's probably not.
It's
probably.
That.
Not
that.
Until 2022, but I see you doing that again.
Okay.
What other questions do you got?
Well, you said there were two ways of making money.
Yeah, you're going to have two ways, yeah.
Any more insight on that? You said one was the old business.
Yeah, what did you do for the old business?
That's jewelry.
But what else do you do? You got another thing that you do.
I do a bunch of things. I do a lot.
But what's the other product that you sell?
Oh, you're speaking product. It could be, it's art. It could be fragrances. I create sculptures, paintings, clothing.
So you're a designer?
Yes, an artisan. Yes.
Now, do you sell, like, dresses and cardigans and stuff like that?
Not cardigans, but I have made clothing. I've painted on fabric.
Well, I see you doing, like, shawls that have arms.
I can see that.
And that's what I'm seeing you paint on, and it's like a scarfy material. That's easy to paint on.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then I see you doing
three
your own designing. And some of these little scarfy things, I'll call it a scarfy cardigan, have fringes on it too. And they're all brightly colored, very pretty. Each one's different. Like each thing that you purchase is like an individual piece of art.
That's a style, one of a kind.
So, yeah, that's what I see you doing. So everything. Now, are you thinking that, now your shop would be like a boutique shop when you open a shop if you want to. It would be your design. And it's like the name of it, Designs by Your Name. And it would be like a bold print, you know, on the sign that's up above the store, if you want a store later. And you're going to find the good location that has traffic. But that, again, that's not till 2022. Could
that's
be as late
almost
as
here.
Could be as late as 2023, but I do see you eventually doing that. But you have a good place that has good traffic, foot traffic. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, because you got a little bit of everything. And you're going to find everything at, like, a new used shop. There you go.
1 minute.
What kind of shop?
You'll have display cases and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Sounds very interesting.
Take care.
Okay. That sounds interesting, that, doesn't it? You know, I want to travel. I'm desperate to travel before I end my days, you know, and my passport kind of run out, and I've never got the chance to use it. So I'm hoping to be able to renew my passport, and eventually this COVID thing will go away, so I can travel somewhere. Would it be nice to come to America sometime and visit the people I know? We'll see. Okay, let's see where we're going. I think this one's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good.
Just want to know what, if you pick up on what kind of, for me, I kind of went through a very, very difficult period with this one girl, and I hope that's over with. And, yeah, did you get any messages from my mom, Ann, or my nephew, Garrett?
that the problem has gone away, then your mom, you've been dreaming about her, so she says that you've dreamed her. And she's showing me that you have, like, two doors that are opening, so you got two opportunities that are going to come to you. And she's pointing to number seven. You know how there's seven that's nailed to a door, you know? So she's showing me a door with a seven on it.
Oh, okay.
She says you've always been the one that's the studious one. She's talking about that. You've always been the one that's the brightest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's also letting you know that you're doing a good job. So, and she's also showing me what does tulips have to do with you?
I love tulips, and, you know, I have a friend that lives in Amsterdam, and, you know, there's a lot of tulips there, but, yeah.
Yeah, because they're showing me pink ones and blue ones.
Oh, okay.
So that's let you know that things are going to get better. And if you look down your life, springtime is always your time to manifest new things. Everybody has a different time in their lives. You know, some people it's winter, some people it's summer. Yours is spring.
Okay.
So yeah, there's all kinds of new starts for you this year.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, that's what I needed to hear. I went through a real hard time, so this is excellent news.
And, I'm hearing a song, but I don't know the name of the song, you know, in my head. That's what I'm hearing.
Sounds pretty.
I know. I don't know what song it is. I can't tell, but there's your song. And then... somebody in the background is singing You Are My Sunshine.
Ooh.
So I hear that song. So it's all happy things. So you got all kinds of things are going to lighten up. You're going to feel better. And you got new beginnings, new starts, new opportunities. So be open to it. Don't be closed-minded.
Oh, no. I'll definitely be open to that. Yeah. Definitely.
And then you're going to start a new exercise routine. So they show me walking, riding a bike, you know, simple, gentle things.
Yeah.
And then you got to, where are you painting? Because you're going to be painting in your house.
Oh, okay.
They're showing me a bucket of paint, and you're going to be changing the colors and sprucing up the joint.
Good. Yeah, I got to do that spring cleaning and get rid of stuff.
Yeah, you're going to purge.
Good. Little by little I'm doing it.
So you're going to get organized and purge.
Okay.
And then they say that you're going to be doing going to clean out the whole closet.
I just did that yesterday. Half of the closet.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. That's just what they're telling me.
Yeah, I got to do the other half now.
they're like thumbs up on that. All your little guys are standing there clapping.
Aww.
They're like, yay!
Did they see travel for me down the line? Because that's
down
something
the line,
I did.
Yes, you will travel. You will travel.
Oh, good.
You are going to go. You're going to do European travel. You're also going to go to Italy. You're gonna see the Louvre. You also are going to go to Norway.
Oh, okay.
Norway. And then you're also going to go to the Green Isle, which is probably Ireland, because they're showing me sheep upon the hill.
Oh, okay.
wherever you're going, there's lots of sheep all over.
Yeah, that's Ireland or Scotland, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, sheep everywhere.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah, I did a lot of traveling in my youth and all, and yeah, maybe, you know, meet a companion and we can go traveling or something. That would be fabulous.
And then you're also going to go to Sweden.
Ooh, okay.
Not Switzerland, Sweden.
Okay. All right. Wow. Yeah, near Norway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Ah, you're also going to go see Crete.
Ooh, I've never been to Greece. Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying Crete.
Okay. Is that Greece?
Yeah, I guess. I'm geographically challenged. It's by Greece.
I don't know.
I just see it psychically, and I haven't been there in real life yet.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And you are going to fall in love again, you know, whenever they play Marlene Dietrich's Falling in Love Again, do-do-do, do-do-do, you are going to fall in love again.
Oh, wow.
And when you marry again, you'll have an unconventional wedding.
Is that like on the beach or something, I'm thinking?
No, it's more unconventional than that.
What, like just eloping?
No. It's like a different kind of wedding.
Huh.
You know, like maybe going far off place and get married in a castle or something really, really unconventional that normally doesn't happen.
Yeah. All right. Oh, good. Have my family go. And I have a large, I don't have kids or anything, but I've got 7 brothers and sisters that I'm very close to, and, yeah, they can all come.
You know, so that's what I'm seeing.
Wow.
And you're going to wear a white wedding dress. It's a different color.
Okay, well, that makes sense at my age.
You know, it
I'm
might be like a pink undertone with beige lace over it or something that's real pretty.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah.
You know, but it isn't the traditional wedding colors.
Okay. Yeah, that is something that I would wear, like a light pink sort of with the white. Yeah, that would be pretty.
It's a beige and like a light pink underneath. It's like more like a champagne pink.
Oh, lovely.
And it's like chantilly lace over the top. It's real neat.
That sounds lovely.
I don't know if this is an antique dress or what, but it's really beautiful.
Oh, good. That's
you know, and the, you know, it's like sort of like a square neck with a V in the middle and then a square. You know what I mean? It's really different.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, lovely. Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is the best reading I've ever had.
1 minute.
You know, and it does have the sleeves that go, there's like a loop over your finger. It goes all the way down to your finger. You know, the lace that goes over your sleeve.
Yes.
I mean, it's not really a sleeve, but it's like you got a sleeve and then the lace goes all the way down to your finger. And it's really different. It's just so pretty. I wish you
great.
Had see a vision like me.
Yeah, me too.
And then your train is T-length.
It's what?
T-length train.
Okay.
It's like a shorter train. It ain't like forever train.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Kind of trip on that. Wow, this is going to be some wedding, huh?
Yep. And then the fella, he's a silver fox.
Does that mean his hair is silver?
Yeah, that's what a silver fox is, hon.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
And then he has a mustache and a beard, and it's soft. It ain't pickery.
Oh, okay.
He's very handsome. He has, like, the square jawline and the light, light blue eyes. And
sounds
he has,
lovely.
Oh, yeah, he's real handsome. He sort of looks like the guy that used to play in The Ghost and Mrs. Mirror.
Oh, sure, I remember that. Tall? Is he tall?
Yeah, he's 6 foot.
Oh, perfect. I'm 5'8", so that's perfect. Yeah.
But he has a goatee, not a rounded beard.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, those are good English looks. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a handsome, stylish feller.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
We're out of time there, Kelly, aren't we?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm done.
No.
I didn't mean to do that.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear the time or anything. Well, thank
all right.
you, Donna.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Donna. All right.
Thank you.
Right. 3-minute countdown timer that we have in the studio. It's like, you should be able to hear it. It doesn't always, can't always hear it perhaps, I don't know. Like 10 people in our call queue now at the moment, and people are still calling in. Right, now then, we're going to do something a little different, because we're going to one of our paid subscribers, and we don't normally do this, but okay.
Hey, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi.
Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from New Jersey, and my question is, how do you see things going for me on this contract that I'm currently on?
Well, it looks like it's going along pretty good, and you have a lot of help. You have camaraderie and cooperation. Those are the words that they're giving me. And then I feel like they do like what you're doing, and I feel like you'll get referrals.
See, and I'm not feeling that way. But I'm not feeling that way at all on this project. There's one guy in particular that's difficult, and unfortunately, I'm supposed to be working with him, and he does not want to collaborate.
Oh, so he's a one-person worker, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And he knows the software because he worked with it at another company. And I don't know the software, and he was supposed to show me the ropes. And he doesn't want to because he's like top dog, you know? He wants to be the go-to top dog person, and he's very arrogant. I know it all. And he's making things difficult for me. He doesn't want to be.
But the other people like you. The people that hired you like you.
Okay, well, I'm not aware of that. So are you sure that's what you're getting?
You know, but you need to just kill this guy with kindness.
Well, we've had our brush up because he is just so arrogant. Like, I'll be talking on the call between him and our manager, and I'll be talking, and he'll start interrupting me and talking over me. And, you know, I've talked to him in private when the manager's not on the phone with us. And I've basically told him to knock it off, you know. So we've had a couple brush-ups with our conversations. We definitely do not like each other.
Well, he's very condescending.
Yeah, he very much is. And I'm just wondering if it's really, is it worth it me sticking it out, or should I try to get another contract somewhere else?
Well, it's your good name, so you aren't going to quit because of your good name.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, you know, I see you finishing the job, and then you don't ever have to work with the dude again.
Yeah.
But there's always,
yeah.
You can figure out how to work anything on YouTube. Google how to work that program on YouTube and teach yourself.
Yeah, I have to learn it. I definitely
That's
have to
how
learn
you
it.
Get around that bad dude.
Yeah.
And you're a quick learner.
Yeah. So this project is supposed to be a 6-month contract, and with the possibility of extension. Do you see this ending for me in June, and then I jump onto a different contract altogether? Or
well,
do you think
you're
going
to complete your job in 6 months, and then you'll go to something else.
Okay. Good. All right. That's
but
okay.
But you're a person that doesn't quit, so you aren't going to let that fool get to you.
Well, I have never quit a project before, but I'm just so unhappy with this whole situation. So I guess I just got to stick it out and suck it up. And just
but you can learn it yourself, and then you won't need him.
Yeah. Once I learn the software, it won't matter.
Right. So do that. Make that a mission.
Okay. Can I judge
well, that's how you get around him.
Do you see me making a move into my own place, like a house?
That probably won't occur until 2022. You know, then you'll start looking. It looks like mid-May of 2022. And I see you getting like a little cottage house.
Yeah, I just really want my little house so much. That's all I ever think about.
Well, I see you doing that. You're going to find it, and it'll be on like a quarter acre, and it has a bigger backyard than a front yard. It has a little front yard and then a big backyard.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And
all
it
right,
has
well,
like a lanai.
Oh, good. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's really nice.
My nephew's getting married at the end of next month. How do you see that going, that wedding and everything? Is it going to be really very nice wedding and everything?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good. Good.
And it'll be different because they do a little bit of different stuff, but it's a lot of fun. I just see you laughing and enjoying yourself, and you're going to have a lot of enjoyment. You're going to get a new dress, and it's going to be fun.
Okay.
I even see you dancing.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, I'm going to dance. I like to dance. It'll be fun. I'm planning on it being fun. My nephew's a little worried. You know, he's a little worried because there's some family drama going on. So he's a little worried about how things are going to go.
3 minutes.
Well, it's their day. Tell them it's their day, not the silly people.
Yeah, I told him. I said, just, you know, go there with a happy, positive attitude. And I said, you're going to be getting a whole new family. I said, you know, through the years, just grow close to them. And, you know, I said, look at it in a positive way. You're gaining a whole brand new family.
Yeah, and they're welcoming him with open arms.
Good.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, I think
yeah.
I heard the timer. So I thank you, and I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Bye, Ken.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. No. The timer is working. Right. We've got a very full talk to you this evening now. We've got 11 people in a talk to you this evening. So we're doing well. we're trying to take those that have subscribed. So let's see where we are. Keisha.
Hello.
Hi. How are you
Hi.
Today?
Hi, my name. I'm fine. Can
what's
I get
name?
A general what? Reading?
Yeah. What's your name?
Keisha.
Where are you from?
Keisha from Florida.
First thing that I get with you is expansion. So you're going to expand anything you're doing this year. Expand on all levels,
okay.
Physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. Are you starting a new aspect of work?
Yes.
And you're going to do so good that you're going to shock your little self.
Okay.
You're
I
like,
hope so.
I can finally. Do this.
Yeah, finally.
I see you all puffed up and you're like, I got this.
Right.
And I see you smiling. It's a sense of accomplishment. You know, so this year you're going to accomplish a lot of things you never could. And you're going to make more money. You're going to be able to get your savings back.
Okay.
So, and are you thinking about moving?
Yes.
Because
as
there's
always.
A move. There is a move for you. So that's going to happen
okay.
soon. You're going to like your new location a lot better because there's better opportunities, better things that you like to do around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I see a better location. Because I hear a barker saying, location, location, location. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And you are up to make better money with your career.
Okay.
So that's
good.
So everything's a plus, 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 plus. I see you doing different exercising. And they say that you got to stretch before you do anything because you ain't warming up. You got to be careful and watch your low back.
Yeah, I'm having issues.
But
my,
that's
my
an old injury, correct?
Being strained. Yeah, but I don't know where I got it from, but I've been suffering from it from when I was a teenager. But I don't know what caused it. You know, maybe it was...
Well,
like
it feels
an accident,
like you did it in,
yeah,
it feels
it
like you
happening.
Did it in gym class. And
oh,
it feels like,
that's possible because that was like.
And it feels like the age of 15, 16 when you heard it.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
But you
no, it's
need
about
to,
that age. Cause not.
You need to warm up before you do any exercising, kind of warm your muscles up.
Okay.
And then you got to check your tennis shoes because I think they're worn out weird. And your
they
muscles,
are.
When you get, shoes are important because if you stick the old shoes on, you're going to make your back go back to where it was because your feet and your back is used to that. So I'm not trying to cost you money, but all your shoes are wonkadoodle.
No, you're right, because I do. I wear them out until the last bit of
rubber
is on them.
If you fix your back.
And I'm supposed to do it like every 3 months, but I be wearing them like I only get them like every year. Because I do, I walk a lot. I do a lot of walking. I do a
right.
lot of, I
so
think
you
I,
need,
I put a lot of
on when you
feet.
Fix your back, you
yeah.
need new shoes because when you fix your back, you're putting the old way your body holds itself
yeah.
and then you're making your body go, hello, I remember how to do this wrong.
Right. I know. Okay.
Well, it's important. People don't think of that.
Yeah,
like
it is.
That.
No.
And I'm not trying to cost you lots of money because shoes are expensive.
At least the shoes I need, because I have flat feet, so I had to get the one with the high, you know, the high arches. So those are expensive. Yeah.
And you should go to a podiatrist and have them look at how to do feet inserts for you, correct proper posture and feet. That way your feet won't hurt. I'm not trying to cost you money, but you need that, ma'am.
No, I do need it. I agree.
And then you'll feel better.
Okay.
Because your feet are your understanding. Quote my mommy.
Yeah. All right. I understand.
But, yeah, you walk and you walk a lot, so you need good tennies.
Yeah.
And walking helps you sleep, so don't stop your exercises.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Otherwise, you got toothpicks in your eyeballs.
Yeah. No, you're right. I had to do a lot of physical activity to put me to sleep, yeah?
Right. Otherwise, you're bounty, 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 bounty.
Uh-huh. I'll be up half the night. Yep.
And they say that you need new pillows.
New pillows. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just wait till I move. I'm not going to buy nothing else until
all
I
right.
get to my next apartment.
And
yeah.
you might even think about getting a new mattress, too. I see you changing stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah. That too.
But make sure that you don't get a bed that's too soft.
I don't like soft. I like
right.
that kind of on the harder side. Yeah.
Right. So be aware of that. You know,
okay.
they're showing me Goldilocks. It has to be just right. What else you want to know?
Exactly.
3 minutes.
Exactly.
We got 3 minutes. What else you want to know? Are you there? Hello? Hello? I think she dropped off.
I think it was done, yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. I think I heard something there. How about... How about love?
Oops.
I think...
Yeah?
Are you there?
Howdy, new.
Oh, that's cutting in and out, Keisha. I don't know what to call it.
2 minutes.
I think we heard Keisha say something there. I think she said, how about love there, Kelly? So we'll take that. So if there's
okay.
any... Yeah.
Yes. It looks like she'll probably meet somebody in fall of this year.
And there you go there, Keisha. And I hope you get that there back in the archive. But you, for some reason, I don't know, that started to break up there towards the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it was all choppified.
You got all choppy, yeah? Yeah. Okay. All right. Probably need charging your phone. Okay. Right, we're going to take a little break there, Kelly, because I know you haven't had one yet. So, we're going to take a break, piece of music, give Kelly's throat a rest, because, you know, the thing, reading non-stop for 2 hours, it's too much for anyone, you know, and it shouldn't have to. In the past couple of shows now, we've had people call where we've taken two calls in one, where we, it's like, I think we've done that with... Tina the other night, yeah. Somebody called, and I know that she put Mom on the line, and then I kind of asked, would you like a reading as well? And I think we've done that now for two different people. Because I know there was a lady that called that had a friend with her, and we did that for a friend as well. So, you know, when you do 15 minutes non-stop talking, it's a lot. And then, yeah, I think Kelly's done now five readings so far non-stop. So we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back to you. Okay. Let's see where we go then. We won't make it too long. We'll try and keep it short, shall we? Let's see what we've got for you. Gotta find something. We'll have this one. Shall we have this one? Yeah, we'll have this one. There you go. Short and sweet, that one. We're up to 13 callers in the call queue. And line 13 has just called in behind line 12. So we got a 954 on line 12. We've got an 865 there. Just joined us. I think actually one of these can't sit still, and I'm looking at which one it is, because we've tried to catch this 865 number since the show started, more or less. And I know when the show started, they were driving, and we can't get an answer from them. I can hear them clearly, but they can't hear us. So I don't know who they are, but we'll try and get to that one. Okay, let's see where we're going. We've got to bring Kelly back online, first of all. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring Kelly in, and we have Joy.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Kentucky.
Okay. And what's your question, Joy?
I wanted to ask for a general reading.
Okay. What are you trying to decide? Because you're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. What's that?
I think the most pressing thing right now is I have a child, and I don't really get along with the father, but I let my kid go with him every day and spend her time with him. But he is trying to petition for joint custody, and I'm kind of wondering how you see that going.
I do see it being split up 50-50.
Okay.
And, you know, he has his foibles, but he isn't a bad dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a great husband, but he's not a bad
Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, that part didn't really.
And holidays, it'll be half and half, you
okay.
know, at your discretion.
Okay.
Yeah. They're saying that the judge will make sure that it's amicable. That's the
okay.
word that they're telling me. So it will be all right.
Okay. Yeah, I think he did it to be petty because he really hasn't made. But yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
He did it because of what?
I thought he was trying to be petty because he has time with her every day. He doesn't pay 1 cent, but he still decided to do that.
Well, you can, you know. Turn him in for that because he's supposed
mm-hmm.
to.
Okay.
You know, because you're owed that for the child. They are supposed to pay it, otherwise they're going to get in trouble.
Okay.
And if he don't, they can garnish his wages.
Right.
Exclamation point. Well, that's they're showing me. I mean, I'm not a specialist in this. I'm just reading.
Me neither. Okay.
But it's going to be okay, and you're going to get a better job, and you'll be able to support your own self.
Okay.
Excuse me. There's schooling all around you.
Okay.
So you might get in a program that helps you go back to school.
Okay.
You know, and you're going to make better money by having your education. And having a degree. So it will behoove you to do that. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
And did you know that you'd be really good in, like, admin?
I didn't. I mean,
like administration, because you're smarter than you act.
I can see that.
You can't make me believe otherwise. But you're capable of doing a lot more than what you're doing.
Okay.
So do expand yourself, your mind, and get out of your comfort zone, and you'll do better than you thunk.
Okay.
And I see you doing a lot better for yourself because you're going to get jazzed. You aren't jazzed about things yet, but you're going to get jazzed over something that you want to learn. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to do it so well, you're going to shock yourself. And you'll make better money, and you're going to really enjoy what you do.
Okay.
And you're going to start thriving instead of just surviving. Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is. I think I might know what that is.
Oh, okay, good. Yay! Everybody's clapping over here. They're happy for you. You got to be happy for you, too. And your son is a good kid. He's really good. Yeah. I mean, she is. But she's very boyish. She's tomboyish.
Yeah, she can be at home.
You know, so, and she can, she knows her mind. So mommy's going to have to mean no and say no and set parameters. Otherwise, she'll run away with
it. You are right.
Otherwise, she'll take a mile. So, but she's smart and she's intelligent and she's, she might need advanced classes because she gets bored easy because she's really smart.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, for a girl, she's really good with numbers.
Yes, she absolutely.
So encourage her in, what's that thing that they call for the kids? STEM? I don't, it's science and math and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's in a program like that right now.
Okay.
Where they can post. Or she focuses on technology and things. Absolutely.
Yeah, and she'll do well for herself. I mean, she's going to, right out the gate, have a high-powered techno job when she graduates.
That's awesome.
And she is her own person. She's just, you know, she's a funky little kid, but she's a neat, funky little kid.
Yeah. I totally agree.
So she makes me giggle. She knows her. She knows herself. And two, believe her when she tells you about something about school or about something that she's totally jazzed about. Believe her, okay?
Okay.
You know.
Absolutely.
Because, and encourage her because she can do anything. She really can. She's that capable.
3 minutes.
And,
yes, she is.
And if she dyes her hair purple, don't get mad at her.
I won't.
All right. I know. You'll have hair dye all over the sink, but oh, wow.
Okay.
What else you want to know? But I see things lightening up, and I hear you laughing. I hear laughter because you're so serious all the time. I hear you laughing and having the F word, fun.
That's what I want the most. So
it ain't a cuss word. Fun.
Absolutely. Do you see any of that happening soon?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
My hair down? Okay.
The worm's going to turn, whatever that saying means. I don't know where that derived from. I'm going to have to look it up.
2 minutes.
Okay.
And then later on, when you heal from all this, you're going to have romance again in your life.
Okay.
But that's not right. It's as soon as you want it. But right now you don't want it. But
right.
When you do, this man's 6'4". He fills up the whole door frame. He ain't fat.
Like
he's just tall and big.
Okay.
And he's like the color of mocha honey.
Okay.
And he's handsome. And his skin is just beautiful. And and he comes from a big family. I mean, like, there's like 12 or 13 kids in the family. And if he loves his mama, he's going to love you.
Okay.
So your
1 minute.
And it'll be a big family, man. I mean, his family, he has lots of siblings.
I like that, though.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And he has, like, a big baritone voice. Sort of like, what's the guy that does the love song? Barry White.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has, that low man voice. And you love to smell him. I see you laying on his chest. And you just, he has the clean man smell after a shower.
Okay.
You know, and he has the kindest eyes. He has sort of like, I think he's mixed because he has like gray gray hazily eyes, and mm-hmm. normally you don't see gray eyes. And he does wear glasses, and he's studious. He's a well-educated gentleman. He's a gentleman. That's the main. That's how I describe him.
Okay.
And he's old-fashioned dude.
And that's bliss, too.
Well, he's sweet. He's a gentle giant. He's just a generous, sweet, kind gentleman. They don't make that many of them anymore.
No, they do not. I look forward to it, and I appreciate it.
And he's a sharp dresser. And he irons the shirt better than you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Joy. Okay. All right. Now then, we still have five more people in our big talk queue because we have 13 people in the talk queue this evening.
I'm so glad that it's picking up for you. Yay!
I know, yeah. Crazy, isn't it? Let's just say, let's see where we're going then. Okay. D.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Kenny. Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So what's your question?
Can I ask about my son? Do you see him sharing his time between me and his mom when I am able to buy a house in the next few months?
Well, last week I told you you were going to.
Yeah, you know, the last week we discussed that so I'm moving into a temporary place where he won't be able to come that often.
Right.
But in the longer term, when he starts secondary school end of the year.
But later on down the road, you're going to get like a two-bedroom, two-bath house. You know, like probably the end of 2022, beginning of 2023. It might not be till January 23 that you get your permanent house. And it looks like it's a single house standing by itself, but it's on a cul-de-sac. And it looks like there's a little bit of land behind it, you know, like a park or something, because I'm seeing trees and I'm seeing a pond. And nobody's going to build back there. And you do have a one-car garage.
Right.
With the house.
Right.
You know, you got a really nice kitchen, and you have the two bedrooms are like, it's like a north and south facing house, but that one bedroom's north and one bedroom's south. And then you got the main bathroom in your main bedroom, and then you got a bathroom that is in the hallway that you can get to from the other bathroom. So it's way on the other end of the house.
Yeah, if I wanted, could I manifest it this year?
Yeah, if you can save your money and do that, yeah. But I see you looking around, and it ain't that far from where you are. It's like from the house that you're renting, it's like, it feels like to the right. Yeah, facing out the door to the right. And it's within...
Okay, yeah, you told me last year.
What?
No, I was just saying you said that to me last time, I remember.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It ain't happened yet.
Yeah.
You know, it has a really nice kitchen, and it has the old oak wood beveled cabinets, and it has, like, it looks like it has an island with the stove in the island. And it looks like gas. You know?
Yeah.
And it's wood floors, there's no basement, but it's raised up. You know how they rise it up on, like, brick, you know, or a concrete block or something? Yeah, you got, like, a crawl space under the house. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And you do have a front porch. And your steps, they ain't to kill your steps. Your whole foot fits on the whole step. Some of these older houses have the to kill your steps, your whole foot don't fit on it.
Right.
And then it looks like you have a fireplace, too.
Right. Do you see my son being okay when he starts secondary school in September? He has some emotional issues and anger issues.
Well, he needs to see a childhood psychiatrist for that.
Yeah, but they've seen him and they've said he's fine. He did counseling and he doesn't want to do counseling, so they said they won't. If he doesn't want to, they can't force him.
How old is he?
So we've been to the GP. He is 11. We've gone to the GP, we've done assessment every year, last 3 years, and it just goes round and round in circles.
And he has temper issues, too.
He does, yes. So there's,
Well, he's going to have to, then you'll have to work with him to learn how to control his temper.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, and then also he has to get something that he's really fired up about. You know, but he would be good when he gets to doing the board, you know, doing the board game, producing the board games for, like, games and stuff. You know, the storyboards for all that. He'd be good at that.
Right.
So that's the flavor.
And do you see him, will he struggle in school when he starts end of
Well, he don't apply himself. He don't give a flying flap. He's being lazy.
Right.
Because he's not applying himself and he's not paying attention. He's not doing homework and not doing stuff like he's supposed to.
That's right, yes. So if I have to have him more often, at least 50% of the time, then I'll be able to work with him.
You know, because nobody, he has no structure. And he's not...
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, and he's left to his own devices, and that's not good. He's not a bad kid. He's just you know, there's no structure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. He's just catch can.
Yeah, that's sad. That's why I want
like
to
not held accountable for nothing.
Correct.
And that's why he's the way he is. I'm not making an excuse for being a brat, because sometimes he's just
Three
an all-out
minutes.
Brat.
Yeah.
But he'll...
Will he settle down? Then?
Well, you have to, you know, try to stop this pattern, otherwise it... Patterns like this never turn out well. Does that make sense?
It does.
You know?
It does.
I mean, I'm not judging the kid. It's just that's what they're telling me.
No.
You
no,
know, there's
of course,
roads,
yeah.
And it's what it's. There's two dogs, you know? It depends on what anger and peace, it depends on what dog you feed or what wolf you feed. You know, tell him that story. That might help, maybe.
Yeah, I will.
2 minutes.
But you are a constant force in his life, which is good. You care.
I'm trying to be. The house sorts out. Then I'll be able to have him. But the next place I'm moving into, I won't be able to have him
right,
as often as I want to.
I know, because that's the agreement.
Yeah, we spoke about it. All right, thank you, Kelly. I'll let you go. You have a few other to finish.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dave. Okay. Right. Where are we? Kelly.
Here I am.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad. I'm not going to keep you too long because I know you have other people on the line.
So what's your question?
Yeah, so my question is this. I'm going to be looking for a job, and I'm trying to see my background has – I've had several jobs throughout the years. So I want to go into something more on the creative side. Do you see, for example, what kind of company that I might work for? For example, if it's a
firm. A corporation, and you would like, do you want to do training?
Yeah, I don't mind. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing training.
Okay.
So, and you'd work for a corporation, and it looks like that probably could start within a 4. So it's either 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months.
Okay. You said it's a corporation. So it's definitely not a non-for-profit agency.
It's you're going to get a full-time job at a real place. It's not a temp agency.
Oh, nice.
It has nothing to do with the temp agency.
Okay. 4 days, 4 weeks, or four months. Okay, that sounds excellent.
No. And it's like it's a step up, a move up, make more money, and you'll be accredited with what you can do, and you can move up.
All right. Sounds good.
And you get better benefits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits even has teeth, eyeballs, you know, so that's a good thing.
All right. Do you see it being a virtual assistant position or
no?
In the office?
I see you working from home, but also working in a brick and mortar 2 times or 3 times a week.
Ooh, nice.
You know, and it's not that far from your home. It might be as far as 35 minutes from your house.
Okay.
That's not too
bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad at all. So this will be in New Jersey, correct? And not New York City.
Well, whatever's 35 minutes away.
Okay, that sounds good. I can deal with 35 minutes away. That's fine.
You know, and I think that you'll get, like, an email from, like, a recruiter or something.
Okay.
And
all that's right.
And because, you know, you put applications out there and you haven't got anything back yet, but I see them calling you, you'll get, like, 4 phone calls, and then one video, and then you're hired.
Nice.
You know, Zoom or whatever that is. That's what they're telling me. Make sure that you wear something dark blue, because blue is a good power color to wear, okay?
All right, that's perfect.
On your interview, because that's important.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and then you'll have an old colleague give you a great reference. They're saying a stellar reference.
Oh, okay. Sounds excellent.
Yeah, so you got all kinds of good stuff happening.
All right. Okay, so I think this might turn anywhere I might get this job anywhere between 4 weeks or 4 months. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
So, any other questions?
No, the last time I talked to you, you told me you saw a move, but not until 2022.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
So that's still true. Okay, I'm going to stay put.
Okay. But you're going to love where you're going. You'll have the perfect place when you move. You're going to see three houses, and out of three houses, you're like, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it.
All right.
You know that feeling when you know when it's it.
That's true. I'm just so mad that I have to wait all the way until 2022.
Well, honey, it's because other stuff will happen till then, so don't worry about it. You are okay where you are right now. You are exactly where you're supposed to be right now.
Okay. So between June, so do you see a romance coming between June 2022 and December?
Well, you aren't going to do anything until you get settled.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
You're a type of lady that wants to be settled before she goes out and about.
Yes, I have to get all of those things together. That sounds
well, you're
right.
A duck in a row person.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ducks in a row, and then you'll feel like dating.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Well, I did it in case of being right.
Yeah. All right. I guess
right,
I have to wait.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kerry. Well, you won't believe this, but people are still calling in. we're up to 14 people in the talk queue this evening. Wow, amazing. Right, Sharon.
Hi, I didn't have any particular question, or, you know, just anything in general, but I did want to inquire about my husband and his health.
Now, is he having pressure on his brain?
Yeah, he had a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, they're watching him real close. Did they have to do an operation?
Yeah, they put a stent in.
Yeah, and that's helped draining it. So it's going to take a minute for it to get restituted, but he's healing.
Yes.
So it's going to be slow, so be patient.
Oh, yeah, very slow. Months and months and months.
Right. But he's... he's recovering. That's what I see.
Good.
But he's going to have to do a lot of PT and stuff.
Yeah, he's doing that.
You know, and it's like his short-term memory too spiffified.
Yeah, we know that. We see that.
So...
We repeat ourselves a lot.
Well, you're going to have patience. This is teaching you patience. You ain't got none, but you're getting some. You can't get mad at him because he can't help it.
I'm working on it.
I know. But, you know, it being... something that might help is movies that he likes. That'll help him reroute his brain.
Okay. He's been watching lately a lot of movies, so that's good.
Yeah, so that'd be helpful.
Good.
And slow and steady is the key for that.
Yep.
And then you have to take care of you. And I don't know what this means to you. What does applesauce mean to you?
What does what?
Applesauce.
I love applesauce. I don't know.
Okay, but they're showing me applesauce.
Maybe I need to eat more apples than apple a day.
I don't know. They're showing me applesauce. Mott's applesauce.
Okay.
So I hope that I helped you.
You did. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Sharon. All right, thanks, Sharon. Let's see where we're going now. Keisha has been kicked out several times this evening, so the lines are playing off a little bit for some reason, but we have had a busy talk here. Keisha.
Hi, this is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good. I just wanted to know, I'm calling from Long Island, New York, and I just wanted to know when you see me leaving my current job and going on to a new one. I've been applying for a long time to try to go to a different job with this job, but I haven't gotten out yet. So I'm just wondering what you
think. Well, you've applied to other places, correct?
Oh, yeah. Long time. For a long time I've been.
Okay, it looks like the next job will be from the next city over to you to the right. And it looks like, there's something about in April, you'll hear about a job over there.
Hmm.
But it looks like the first 2 weeks of April, but they're doing 17th, 18th, and 19th of this year. So that's what they're showing me. And it has, the place that you work for has three names.
Okay.
And then it looks like a little bit more money. And you would be like a coordinator. Have you applied for anything like that?
Yes, I have.
Well, coordinator. There. They're telling you're going to do coordinator. There you go. Say that fast 500 times. And it'll be like a dream job that you've been trying to get forever.
Mm.
What else do you want to know?
Well, I guess because where I am, I just can't. The people there are so irritating and, you know, mean and unprofessional. And now they're just getting, like, just awful to work with. So, I mean, I just really have tried, and I want to just go to just be happy in my own sanity. I can't take it anymore. I've tried. I've talked to human resources. It's just, I don't know. I just
You're
want to
in
be
a
happy
clique.
In the job.
That's the problem. They're a clique.
Yeah, and then... They're just obnoxious, you know? I don't know.
You know, and they're jealous of you because you're smarter than them. So, you know, revenge is the best part of revenge is being successful. So you're going to go be successful. You're going to be fine.
I hope. I've been trying for a long time to get out of there.
Well, it's time. You're going to be released. Freedom! You know, go play Aretha Franklin's Freedom. There you go. That's your mantra. There's your song. But you are going to get hired and you're going to like where you work. But remember, who you work with, they're not your buddies. They are not your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to like what you do. You're going to be acknowledged for what you do. Next job. So it's like change, and you're going to be out of there soon. So, you know, don't say anything. You just be, you know, just slide from one to the other. So when they show me sliding doors, that means you're going from one job to the other. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you finally are breaking free.
Mm. Do you see anything with relationship with me?
You haven't had one in a while. Are you open to it? Because you feel sort of closed off.
It's like I'm 50-50. I'm hopeful. Of course, you know, I want a good one. I've always wanted a good one. So I'm 50-50. I want that and to move. But it's hard out there. I've tried to have the relationship thing. I really have.
Well, you have to work on picking the right people because you haven't picked good men folk here lately in the past.
But yes.
I don't think your picker is broken anymore, and I ain't cussing.
No, I use that language too. That's how I call it.
Okay, and you change your modus operandi, and you're going to get a man, not a man boy this next time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you picked man boys. You're going to have a real man next time.
Hmm.
And do you care if they're another culture and another race?
I end up always dating ones I always end up dating ones from other race and cultures. Always. That's just how I've always been.
Well,
I mean,
see
I
you with another culture and another race. But
yeah.
This man will be a good man.
That's good.
And I feel like you'll probably meet him. Looks like fall of this year. And I think you'll be set up with a friend. A male friend will set you up with a date. So wear your lipstick, wear your V-neck, and swish your hips and bat your eyelashes, and there you go. V-neck is a girl's best friend. There you go. So you're going to have a little romance.
I hope so.
Well, that's what I'm seeing and hearing. So there you go. So be open to it.
Okay. Do you see me moving?
Generous, kind, sweet, and understanding, and he's well educated, and you're very attracted to him. You'll like him more at first before he knows, but he's going to be India because he's going to be he's a nice man. So, and you haven't been with anybody that treats you nice and asks you what you need. You've always given to them. He's going to give to you. Wouldn't that be a switch?
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, there you go. And the man should love you madly, truly, and deeply and adore you. He's just going to think you're the bomb. He thinks you're the most, he loves your eyes. He thinks you're so exotic looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he just likes everything about you. He likes to watch you walk away. There you go. I hope I helped you today.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to ask if you see anything about me moving. Or
Not yet. That probably won't come about until later, you know, a couple years. Don't get spazzed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there you go.
Thanks, Tanika. Well, we've had one amazing show because people are still calling in. There goes the timer. Okay.
And I've been promoting you all over the place. When I'm on other shows, I promote you too.
Well, this is it. I think the promotion is working there, Kelly, because we've had 14 people now in the call queue this evening. I don't know whether we're going to reach them all, but we're going to do our best. Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I don't have anything specific to ask, just generally, but I did move to another state that I'm enjoying.
Oh, you love where you are, and you're doing so much better than you used to, and you're out of your funk, and you're trying new things. They're saying new. And you're going to make some friends, which you haven't done in a long time. And you're more financially stable than you've been in a long time. I mean, all the above, all the good things. And you're also going to, in 2022, you're going to travel some. I see you traveling by car. And then you're also going to go, you're going to take 2 plane rides at the end of 2022.
And, I wonder where I'm going.
And you're going to heal a lot of family issues that you've been trying to heal for a long time. And you're going to heal a misunderstanding that's been going on for 22 years with a friend.
Hmm. Okay.
The one plane ride is in the States and the other plane ride is in foreign. So that's
where...
Well,
that sounds good.
Yes. And you're going to visit a mountainous region in the United States. So it might be Colorado, because I'm seeing more of a pitchy mountain, but it's in the summertime, because I'm seeing brown-eyed daisies.
Huh. Daisies are pretty.
Yeah, I'm seeing a whole field of the brown-eyed daisies. So so they might be the Gerber daisies, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. So, and do you need glasses? Get your eyes checked. You might need some glasses.
Yeah, I need to go to the eye doctor. It's been a while.
Yeah, you need glasses. Excuse me. But that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So I hope that I helped you.
Yeah. I know. I thought I made the right choice. Now if other people can see it, then I know I made the right choice.
You did. You're more happy than you've ever been. And you're cozy.
I'm crazy? Yeah, I know that.
No, cozy. C-O-Z-Y.
Oh, see, I'm that too.
I did not say crazy. I said cozy.
Okay. Well, I'm a little bit, okay, I'm a cozy, crazy person. Crazy, cozy.
I hope I helped you.
Yeah, you have. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gavin. Right. There they are. We really should go.
Yeah, it's been 2 hours.
It's been 2 hours. We really should go. We've got one last call, Kenny. It's up to
all
you.
All right. We'll take the one last call.
We'll take it. Okay. Right. 229.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Ken.
What's your name and what's your question?
Oh, no, my name is Melvin. I wanted to see if we ever get a general from you of what's going on, what things I need to know.
So are you a writer?
No, ma'am. I thought about writing a book, but I'm not a writer.
Well, and when you get a little bit older, you are going to write a book. And are you looking to get into business with a friend?
I was also thinking about that, too.
Well, you're going to go into business with a friend. Later on, you're going to write a book. The business with a friend will be very profitable, and you can trust this person, and it's okay to go into partnership. And you'll probably begin to do it this year, and you're going to look up a name, and you're going to get the domain name, and you're going to start your business probably in mid-summer, like July, August, and...
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to like being your own boss. And and now, are you interested in a love life? Because who's the blonde-haired lady around you?
I don't know.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
I want to, yes, definitely.
Well, you're going to meet a blonde-haired lady. You always meet in spirit before you meet in physical. And she wears her hair up in a twist, and she talks funny. She's from another country. And you're probably going to meet her through a friend of a friend. And it looks like you'll probably meet her in May. Looks like this, is it this year or next year? They keep changing the year. It's either this year or next year. But you, mm-hmm. And this will be a person that you can have a long-term relationship with.
Wow, okay.
So, and then she has two grown kids, so you get kids through osmosis and grandkids through osmosis, and there you go.
Okay.
Feed them sugar and send them home.
Okay. What do you see, like, you know, as far as my health?
You do need to, now I'm not a doctor, but you need to watch your PSA, you know, you got to watch that, and you also have to watch out for circulatory issues, because a lot of your stuff is genetically transmitted to you.
Like what? Like circulatory? About blood flow?
I said you have to watch your circulatory. That means heart and circulation. I didn't say anything about a blood clot.
No, I didn't say it neither. I didn't say blood flow.
Blood flow. That's, yes. Circulatory, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see
you could eat a little better. They say you don't eat enough vegetables.
Yeah, I'm on a 2,000 calorie diet right now. I lost 40 pounds already, but.
Well, you're going to get through a spell weight because you're a little heavy.
I'm still going to lose.
You're going to lose your weight and feel a lot better.
Yes, definitely.
And they say movement, so walking, swimming, biking.
Okay, I have a. Physical therapist, I see me twice a week.
But, and you're going to get so that you can move better because you're having bone issues because you were too heavy for yourself. Because you're actually a little person under there.
Yeah, and then I had some trouble, have trouble with my kidneys, but I just believe they're going to come back to normal function.
Well, diet and exercise.
Okay.
And then they'll have the doctor check some of your medications.
Okay.
Something's pulling on your kidneys really hard, but that the right kidney is worse than the left kidney.
Okay. Hmm.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but that's what they're telling me. But you're going to get sorted out, and change of diet and losing the weight will help you. Once you lose that weight, have you thought of bariatric surgery?
Thought about what now?
Bariatric surgery, where they do a band on your tummy.
Oh, no. I don't lost this big gut. I just have a little gut because I don't lost 40 pounds.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Then you're going to do it naturally, and you're going to be better.
Yeah, my goal is to lose 60 pounds.
And you will. And you'll feel a lot better. And you're going to do it in a slow fashion where you don't have hang skin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, that's what they're telling me. You have good enough elastin where you won't have saggy-baggy elephant happen. I'm not trying to be mean.
I know you don't.
But you don't. Oh, yeah. You won't have that happen because your elastin's still good. That's some people have to have surgery to remove the saggy baggy skin, but you won't.
Okay.
And then change of diet, and you have to make sure that you have a diet for your kidneys, because too much K isn't the greatest either for the kidney.
What is too much what?
Vitamin K.
K, okay. I don't take vitamin K anymore.
Yeah.
Is it in, I wrote down your number, contact number on Block Talk. Is there any way I could give you a call?
Okay. I hope that I helped you. Again, like I say, I'm not a doctor.
I know you're not. Yeah, but you helped me a lot. Yes, ma'am. I would like to speak to
you. But you're
going to
get sorted out, going to change your diet, and you're going to be spelf.
Okay.
And I see you getting all the muscle tone back.
3 minutes.
Wow.
So
I'm getting by the high school shape, huh?
You're going to be spelf. You're going to look at spelf there. I thank you.
That's going to be a good testimony. Yeah. Because I love coaching. You see me on the field with the high school students again?
Yes. I do see you being able to do that again. After you get your strength back, you're going to be able to do that because you love that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you're a good coach. You can help those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you really care. Mm-hmm. You're really, you've influenced a lot of children so far.
Yeah, I have. I definitely have. And when this coach changed his name, will this coach change his mind about having me? Because couple of years, he said he didn't have a slot for me, but...
Well, I see you getting with another school.
Okay.
You know, and I see you getting hired at a school. It looks like a public school, and it's not that far away from the other school. It's the school that's over a little bit further up.
Oh, you're talking about... I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, that's they're telling me.
Yeah, I know what school you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly. Yeah, I used to coach there before.
Well, you've got a lot of people that still work there that know you, so apply again when you feel better.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
1 minute.
I could be coming out of the, start feeling better and getting my energy by how soon?
Yep, with diet and exercise and a good kidney doctor, you're going to be okay.
Okay. Do I have one now? Because I do have a kidney doctor.
You might ask around for, you'll have a, I see a specialist that handles what your issue is.
Okay.
A new nephrologist.
Hmm.
And it feels like it'll be a man, and he's a young man.
Okay.
You know, check out, do your research and check out Mayo Clinic. There you go.
Okay.
The beeper went off.
Okay. Thanks, Melvin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Ken.
Right. That's it then for this show then, ladies and gents. Until we meet up with Kelly again next week, we wish you all a good time to your day, wherever you may be. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you for having me. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you. Right. So we're going to play out then, ladies and gents. We're at the end of another show. And that's...